After the results of the November election, more than half of U.S. states have now authorized medical marijuana. So if pot helps some humans feel better, how about people's best friends? Northwest veterinarians are being asked about treating pets with cannabis, and that puts these vets in a difficult spot legally. Correspondent Tom Bonsi begins our coverage in Portland.
Hello.
Hi there.
Who's this?
This is Willie, and he is a 16-year-old Lhasa Shih Tzu.
Michelle Batten of Portland owns this small caramel-colored dog. She says Willie has a variety of age-related problems, including arthritis and anxiety from vision loss. Conventional painkillers made him sluggish.
So we started on the cannabinoid capsules.
Cannabidiol, better known as CBD, is derived in this case from hemp, the variety of the cannabis plant that's not mind-altering.
I was very open to it and so pleased with what I saw. Just, he's so much more content. He sleeps better. He's not in pain. And he doesn't have the anxiety.
Does it seem like the pets are getting high?
No, not at all. Just more calm.
Batten takes Willie and his 14-year-old sister to a clinic that advertises holistic pet care. Dr. Cornelia Wagner runs the Hawthorne Veterinary Clinic. She says pet owners turn to hemp or medical marijuana for many of the same things humans take it for these days, including cancer symptoms, pain, inflammation, seizures, nausea, chronic skin allergies, and loss of appetite.
So 5 years ago when I started here, hemp never came up, or cannabis hardly ever came up, but now we talk about it a lot.
Dr. Wagner tells dog owners that their animals are much more sensitive than humans to the effects of marijuana. It doesn't take much to cause a bad trip. Her clinic only stocks a few over-the-counter non-psychoactive hemp-based supplements, like the pills Willie the dog swallows twice a day.
We have them in capsule form.
Hemp for pets is largely unrestricted right now. Marijuana is different.
Legally, we have to be careful about it, even though recreational marijuana use is legal in Oregon now. As veterinarians, we are not allowed to prescribe it. So we have to be careful about giving recommendations.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, on its website, cautions against usage of marijuana products for pets. The FDA says the safety and effectiveness of these products has not been established and needs further study. The murky legal terrain got murkier this month when the Drug Enforcement Administration announced it considers all extracts from the cannabis plant to be controlled substances, including from hemp. The Oregon and Washington State Veterinary Medical Associations have posted their own cautionary fact sheets online. Olympia vet Dr. Lisa Parshley says she's hesitant about cannabis products, not just for legal reasons, but for the many scientific unknowns.
I just feel like everybody's trying to jump the gun and get into the use of this without doing due process in the research lab, in the clinics, and try to get a really good product out there that's safe and actually works.
Parshley says researchers need to verify health claims, delineate risks, and establish the proper dosing and delivery methods. Entrepreneurs in pot-friendly Western states aren't waiting, though, for the smoke to clear to meet consumer demand. Startups are selling a range of cannabis products for pets, from capsules, oils, butters, and tinctures to infused chew toys and dog treats. The FDA singled out two Western Washington companies last year. They received warning letters for allegedly selling unapproved new animal drugs. Then there's the separate issue of accidental marijuana exposure when pets eat their owner's stashes. That's rarely fatal, but can lead to the animal's hospitalization. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.